listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. A lot of people are looking forward to this weekend's release of Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. The new Star Wars trilogy has a Wisconsin connection. A UW alum works at Industrial Lights at Light and Magic, the motion picture visual effects company founded by Star Wars creator George Lucas. She helps bring the movies to life. Rachel Rose studied computer science at UW-Madison. She's a research and development supervisor at Industrial Light and Magic. Rachel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Rob.
Well, you two paths came together for you, computers and Star Wars. Let's start with Star Wars. When did you first fall in love?
Oh, my gosh. That's a really hard question. It's kind of something that's always been with me since I was really, really tiny. I can remember, you know, having C-3PO sheets on my bed and playing with little star figures. And, but that moment when I first knew about Star Wars is kind of way too young for me to even remember.
And when did you first get into computer science?
So I was always really interested in computers. You know, when I was little, I would look at magazines about computers. And when I was in high school, we finally actually got one. I was a junior in high school. And I really was blown away by the types of things you could do with the computer. You know, you could ask it to do things, and it would actually follow your instructions. So when I went to college, I decided that I would try, you know, my hand at majoring in computer science. And it really opened my eyes to the world of possibilities. So I think, you know, a lot of things came together in those first few years of college when I really figured out that, you know, these computers could bring me to the life that I wanted and the type of job that I wanted in my future.
And a lot of us when we were young, I think, probably thought, I'm going to be a Jedi when I grow up or a Wookiee. And then we grew up and got a little more realistic and maybe thought, wow, could I maybe someday be involved in the story somehow? When did it first occur to you that, wow, these two things could come together for me?
You know, I would say that actually happened when I was in graduate school at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'd gotten into computer graphics, which is one of the areas one of the main areas that our company is really invested in. I saw people doing what I was doing in graduate school, coming to places like Industrial Light and Magic, and that opened my eyes to the possibilities of where I might be able to end up. I wouldn't say that I, you know, knew that I would end up here until probably the last year. I started kind of pushing for a job in this particular facility, and it's great. It worked out.
So I had moments early in my career where it was like, oh, wow, I'm about to start talking out into the radio. What was it like for you the first time you were sitting at a computer and realized I'm doing stuff that's going to be in the Star Wars movies?
It's hard to even mention when that time was. I know when I first got here and the first few shots kind of came across my desk, it was kind of amazing to look and say, wait a minute, these are all the things that I've always loved since I was a child, and I do this now. But at the same time, you're so tied up in trying to actually get your work done and the challenges of your work. So it's just those moments when you kind of look at what's on the screen and realize, you know, that's Star Wars. This is something that affects so many people.
We're talking to Rachel Rose. She works in Industrial Light and Magic on things like the Star Wars movies, and she's a UW-Madison alum. And Rachel, the legend around Star Wars and the special effects a lot of times is that, you know, they're not taking known materials and applying them to the movie. They're at Industrial Light and Magic kind of inventing the special effects as they go. And you've done some of that, as I understand.
Yeah, you know, we have a long tradition in the, you know, more than 40 years that Industrial Light and Magic has been around of really innovating both in the artistic way, in artistic ways as well as in technical ways. And over the last 10 years that I've been at the company, I've really looked into ways of expanding how we create the creatures that we create, because the creatures are really the part of the entire pipeline that I'm responsible for, but also in how we do what we call virtual production using our in-house toolkit called Stagecraft. The virtual production is really how do we make digital pictures in much the same way that we might make a live-action picture by using things like motion capture technology to drive what you see on the screen.
Right. I understand you were involved in things like virtual cameras where the director or, I guess, editor could move around the camera, kind of like they're physically moving it around in the real world, but within the computer landscape.
Yeah, you've got it exactly right. And, you know, in Rogue One, for instance, Gareth Edwards used a virtual camera that we had developed to help drive some of the really big space battle shots so that they felt more like the style that he might get on a real live-action set, but at a scale that's just not possible when you can't just carry a camera around in space with you know that much size and vastness of the environment around you.
We hear a lot about the challenges facing women in every field these days in America, but in technology fields in particular, computer sciences, Silicon Valley. What has it been like for you as a woman in that line of work?
You know, I've been really lucky. I think that I've had so many great supportive people around me, both my family and my friends, but also the wonderful other engineers that I work with. You know, it's one of those things that kind of sometimes still surprises you. Since I've been doing this now for 10 years, I'm relatively confident in what I'm doing, but, sometimes you're sitting in the room and you realize you're the only woman there. We have a long history of having great women within Industrial Light and Magic and Lucasfilm that help drive the company. But at the same time, you know, sometimes when you're doing your day-to-day job, you still want another woman around just to be able to see that there are other people like you. It's one of the reasons I feel pretty strongly that I want to be able to be in front of people and make sure that people know that there are other women doing this so that I can encourage women who might be thinking about it to go ahead and go for it.
Right. Theoretically, there's probably a girl out there with her own Star Wars sheets who might, in a few decades, be in your role.
Exactly. And that's exactly my thinking.
Let's look at your time here in Wisconsin. What kind of impact did Wisconsin have on you and your career?
You know, Wisconsin was fantastic. I think that, the world-class professors and other, students that are there really helped me make a lot of connections outside of the school itself. Those connections are really what allowed me to get to where I am, in addition to all of the other stuff that had happened in my past. Those connections allowed me to have people that were actually working at Industrial Light and Magic by the time I graduated, and I could connect with them, and that ultimately was able to put in a good enough word that I, got an interview, and then hopefully by the strength of my interview were able to actually get the job.
Now, the new movie comes out this weekend, and I understand you can't give any details about that. I understand that. But what is it like for you when you actually get to sit down in a full-size theater and watch your work on the screen?
It's amazing, and it's so great to watch it with a live audience and hear the excitement that people have when they finally see these films. I wouldn't trade it for the world. That part of it is just so great, the actual sharing of the things that you create.
And does it kind of spoil watching other movies for you? Are you able to just watch a movie if it's like a science fiction movie? Are you really like watching the special effects, seeing if they got it right or wrong?
You know, you'll notice those things because it's part of your job, but I'm a movie fan. It's one of the things that brought me here, and so it is easy to still lose yourself in a good story.
Well, Rachel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Rachel Rose, UW-Madison alum and a research and development supervisor at Industrial Light and Magic. She joined us to talk about her career in computer science and her work on the Star Wars franchise.